Welcome to In The Box. My name is Charlotte Richardson, and you might have noticed that my co-host Tom Lee isn't alongside me today. That is because this is an extra special episode, and as such, we've decided to divide and conquer. Tom is up at Liverpool Football Club, whilst I'm here at Harborough Town FC to watch an amazing Nike event unfold. The women and girls game is absolutely thriving at the moment, and we're here to learn a little bit about why and how we can get more girls playing football with big smiles on their faces. Isn't that right, Tom?
Yes, thanks, Charlotte. I'm here at Liverpool FC's training ground to join Nike at one of their sports bra roadshows, where they're using inspiration and innovation to truly break down the barriers that are most important to females within the game. We're on a mission at the FA to provide equal access for girls in schools, clubs and their communities. And we all have a huge part to play. Events like these truly do break down the barriers and make the difference to make sure girls come into the game and stay within the game. Later on, I'll be speaking to two people at the Elite end of the game just to find out what it takes to get there and the differences and the challenges that they've overcome to truly be an inspiration to females within the football community. Charlotte, back over to you.
It's going to be an absolutely massive year for the women and girls game, with the Euros being hosted here in England this summer. What an opportunity to get more girls playing. If you haven't yet, do catch up on our Let Girls Play series. I also had the opportunity to speak to two pioneering figures at the top of the game, leading change. Head to the show notes to find my conversation with Baroness Sue Campbell and Kelly Simmons as well. Now, we always like to get a little scouting report into In The Box, and I want to highlight to you this absolutely incredible infographic produced by England Football. You'll see a map of the country, and across it, all the grassroots football clubs that have helped create our Lionesses, who will be proudly wearing the England shirts representing our country this summer. It really highlights to me how important clubs like Harborough Town here are in producing the future Lionesses to inspire the next generation. And that is what it's all about. We've come to Harborough Town Football Club for Nike's Sports Bra Roadshow to find out about innovations taking place to get more girls playing football. I'll be speaking to psychologists, product innovators, as well as a few recognisable stars from the top of the game to learn about what we can do to get more girls playing football and to make sure that the women and girls game continues to thrive. Right, I think it's time for a team talk. So let's find out a little bit more about today's event and what it's all about. I'm delighted to have alongside me Molly Kamita and Kelly Smith. Molly, I know you've been touring the country with these events. Firstly, tell us what it's all about.
Oh, it's been an amazing experience so far to travel up and down the country, educating young girls on sports bras, the importance of them, and then educating coaches on body confidence and why we should be having these conversations.
Kelly, you opened today's event. You said some really inspiring things to our girls. You spoke a lot about your career and your pathway into the game and how these opportunities didn't necessarily exist. How important is it that they do exist today?
You know, when I was growing up, I was the only female, only girl in the playground or in the park wanting to play with the boys. And I think in this era now, women's football, girls' football, grassroots football is becoming more and more popular. And I think the visibility now that the game has with the TV deals that are on the FAWSL and the England games currently being on TV, this is the exposure now and the visibility. And I think if you can see it, you can be it. And being here today to, you know, to try and inspire these girls, you know, because I had it tough when I first started playing, being kicked off of two boys teams. So if I can just inspire them to try and achieve high goals and maybe play for England one day, brilliant.
Well, you certainly inspired me, that's for sure. And Molly, I know that you've played and I know that football has given you so much as well. What kind of impact do you think an event like today will have on the young players we have in the room?
First and foremost, it's so important that they hear from people like Kelly. You know, Kelly is like such an icon in our game, and to hear her experiences this morning, you looked around the room and the girls were shocked, but you love that they're shocked because you love that, first of all, they're not having to go through that same experience, but this wasn't too long ago that this was happening, you know. So I think for me, first and foremost, the impact is opening their eyes up to what's been before and why we are in this position, like people. You know, we're grateful for people like Kelly being in the game, but also the impact of taking part in interviews and having events and body confidence workshops. It's just an education in subjects that, you know, we've never thought about educating on before. So for me, there's impact on the pitch, yeah, so we're going to see outside, but also so much more off it.
Kelly, you're a fantastic role model and a great example of what you can achieve at the elite end of the game. But for grassroots as well, we've got a lot of coaches attending this event. How important is it to open your mindset and to learn about things that are slightly different for young females trying to play and enjoy the game?
Yeah, Molly hit the nail on the head at the start of the interview. It is a taboo subject, body confidence. You know, I remember being very shy growing up, not wanting to shower or expose my body. So yeah, to be able to try on a bra, something that feels comfortable for you, because if you feel good, then you're going to play better, kind of thing. So yeah, it's vitally important that the coaches understand that, and it's great that this workshop's been put on to educate them. And hopefully the girls then will go out and express themselves and feel more body confident.
We mentioned body confident there and being physically active. Becoming an elite footballer, a professional footballer, is the dream. Not many achieve it, but actually playing football builds up a lot of skills around that and helps young women to become role models in their community in whatever respect they want to achieve in their life as well, doesn't it, Molly?
You know, confidence building, creating relationships. You learn so much about yourself as a byproduct of playing football. So, you know, I'm excited for these young girls to go out on their football journeys and experience those skill sets and, you know, find friends ultimately. It's all about that social element.
Kelly, there's a lot of resources out there for coaches in particular and volunteers in the grassroots game to read, to learn more, giving lots of advice, lots of research as well. I imagine coaches have played a huge part in your career. What advice would you give any coaches that want to learn how to support their female players a bit more?
I think communication skills are vital, having that conversation with your players as to why they're playing, why they aren't playing. Giving the players confidence. You know, some young players don't have a lot of confidence, so it's in, you know, trying to inspire them and big them up for them to go out and perform. I think coaches have a very big impact on players' lives, not just on the pitch, but off the pitch as role models. And I certainly had a couple of coaches that I looked up to in Tony DeChico, who won a World Cup with America. The way he managed me was fantastic off the pitch with my injuries. You know, it's a big emotional part of the game. So if you can get your players on side and believing in themselves, then that's an absolute bonus.
On In The Box, we like to ask some quick fire questions. I describe them as quick fire, but they're often not, so take all the time you need. Molly, I'll come to you first. Why does football matter to you?
So many reasons. I think football matters to me because it's genuinely changed my life, and I don't know what I would do or what career journey or what path I would have taken without football. So for me, it's important and it matters because it's changed my life, and I hope it changes others.
I was born to play football. It's in my blood. I love it. I'm passionate about it. And it's given me opportunities to make friends, travel the world with friends, doing something that I'm absolutely passionate about.
Right, Molly, I'll let you have a little bit longer to think about this one. So I'll come to Kelly first. What's the best thing that football's taught you?
The best thing that football's taught me is about resilience, never giving up, being told that you shouldn't play the game, you can't play the game because you're the wrong sex. I think if I would have listened to that, I wouldn't have been standing here today, you know, playing for England 117 times, playing for my club that I supported. So that resilience and that belief in myself to never give up and just do what you want to do and do it with a smile on your face.
Love that. Molly, how about you?
Football's taught me to own who I am as a person. And, you know, if you love something and you believe that that's your thing, regardless of if you end up playing it to the highest level or it guides you on your journey, for me, it's just, you know, it's taught me everything I know. So that for me is what it's taught me.
Got goosebumps on that.
Two incredible answers. You've nailed it. The final one for you, and Molly, I'll come to you first. Now, this is an opportunity to perhaps shout out someone that's a bit of an unsung hero, someone that's had an impact on you.
No, look, it has to be my twin sister for me. And I'm not even going to tell her that this is out. I hope she never sees this. But for me, I genuinely believe that without having my twin Rosie by my side, I probably would have dropped out of the game. Because having that person that, you know, when you feel like giving up, when people tell you you can't play, having that person to back you up and say, no, we can. No, let's carry on. Without that, I think I would have fallen out of the game. So I'm really grateful that I've grown up with my little sidekick to help me guide me through this.
Well, you talk about goosebumps. I've got them there. Thank you both so much for speaking so openly and honestly and being fantastic role models for girls across the game.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Right, let's go and see who else we can find. Right, it's time to talk research and innovation at the Sports Bra Roadshow. I'm delighted to be joined by Dr. Philippa Diedrichs and Sammy Joe from the Nike Ekin team. Philippa, I'll come to you first of all, because I know that your research has been really influential in writing the Sports Bra Playbook, offering advice for coaches and volunteers. Tell us a little bit about the research and what you found out.
So when we did research looking at what influences girls' participation in sport and why so many teenage girls are dropping out of sport, they mentioned a number of factors to us in terms of pressure from coaches and from other people in terms of their performance, conversations that happen in the change room and on the pitch around the way that they look. But one of the key things that really came through was how they feel in their uniforms and how comfortable they feel. Because if you don't have a uniform that fits well, it's very distracting and you can't get on with the business of playing football. So that's why we came up with the insight that this is something that we really need to do. And sports bras in particular for teenage girls at a time when their bodies are changing and growing, it's a real teachable moment that we can try and help them feel more confident in themselves so that they can enjoy sport.
Okay. So first things first, what is Ekin?
So Ekin is Nike spelled backwards, and we are product evangelists. We are brand ambassadors. We know the product back to front, inside and out. So that's what Ekin stands for.
So building on what Philippa mentioned there about the importance of sports bras, particularly for young women, tell us about what has gone into the roadshow.
So this is a really amazing opportunity for all of these girls who are playing football to get fitted for a sports bra, for some of them the first time. And it's an amazing way to really see, experience the product and learn about how a sports bra should fit. Because we know that the sports bra is a pivotal piece of apparel that she really needs to wear, especially playing a high impact sport like football. So we want to make sure that she's wearing the right sports bra.
Opportunity is a really key word, an important word. And what I really like, as well as focusing on the player, there's a real onus on the coach, because sometimes sports bras, uniforms, they're a bit of a taboo subject. And it's important that we make sure it's not, so that more women and girls can enjoy the game.
Absolutely. And the coaches that we've been talking to today, they are really committed to their girls and making sure that they can play football and enjoy it. And they're really eager to learn about how they can create those safe environments for girls that feel inclusive and that they feel supported. And they've told us as well that they can sometimes struggle with the topic of body confidence, the topic of breast development and the way that girls' bodies are changing when they're playing. So they've been really excited to get the Sports Bra Playbook and to have lots of conversations, learn from experts about sports bras, how they fit, but also learning the psychology of it and how they can support girls better. So it's been a really fun day for us all.
It has been a really, really fun day. And I guess it must be a rewarding day for you as well, for each player who comes in to get fitted. Talk us through the process of matching them up with the right fit card and an insight into some of the conversations you have when they come into this room.
Yeah, it's really amazing because there's obviously a diverse group of girls here, and some are more confident than others. Some have had experience wearing a sports bra before and others have not. So the first thing that we do is welcome them into the space. We often talk about football first because a lot of us were footballers ourselves, so that's a really, really nice way to connect with them. And then we walk them through the product that we have. So we offer two different sports bra styles, being compression and encapsulation. So we like to talk about the differences between those two. Compression is when everything is held closely to the body, and encapsulation means that you have two separate cups to support each breast. So we talk about the styles that are available first, what the product assortment is that we have here, and then we demonstrate how a sports bra should fit and the methodology that they should use. So the girls are then invited to look at the racks, to browse, to select the style that they like best, and then they can try on multiple bras, and we help them help facilitate that process to ensure that they feel comfortable. And when they leave here, they get to customize a bra, which is also very exciting for them. And some of you see their smiles, you see how happy they are after they find something that fits them, that they like wearing, they feel proud, and it's really nice to experience that.
It's a really empowering moment, and the point behind all of this, of course, is to get more women and girls playing football. We have a lot of volunteers listen to the podcast, watch the podcast, as well as obviously downloading the resources that we'll make available to them. What key tip would you give someone tuned in?
I think part of it is just normalising the experience of sports bras or how our bodies naturally change throughout our lives. Puberty, early teenage years, is a really obvious moment for that. So normalising that our bodies change at different points, they're going to change at different rates, and that's absolutely okay. And then really importantly to, you know, see this as a moment that we can focus on what our bodies allow us to do. And particularly for girls, there aren't that many moments in life, particularly when we live in a culture that is very much heavily focused on telling girls and women to focus on how they look. Playing sport, playing football is a perfect opportunity for girls to really focus on appreciating what their bodies allow them to do. And so encouraging that space, praising girls and getting them to reflect on all of the amazing things their bodies allow them to do and that there's so much more than how they look would be my top tip.
It's a really important conversation at a really important time ahead of the Euros this summer. Thank you both so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, whilst here at Liverpool FC's training ground at the Nike Sports Bra Roadshow, I've been given the unbelievable opportunity to speak with both Matt Beard and Missy Bo-Cairns. Matt, Missy, thanks ever so much for joining us on the England Football Podcast. Obviously, fantastic event here, and Matt, you've been involved in the game for quite some time. Can you just tell us a little bit about your journey?
Yeah, it started, I think, 13 years ago now. My first coaching role in women's football was at Charlton Athletic, and yeah, it progressed from there really. Worked Chelsea, Liverpool, been lucky enough for it to take me abroad as well to the NWSL in America with Boston Breakers, and then West Ham and now back at Liverpool. So it's been a fruitful journey and many lessons learnt. And but I'm delighted to be back here.
Yeah, had some great success at Liverpool since you've been back. And Missy, previously we spoke to the likes of Jill Scott, Casey Stoney, Matt O, you obviously know quite well. And they talk about their journey through the game and they've had to sort of compete with male participants and stuff as they've come up and have sort of established themselves. What's your experience and journey been like?
So when I was younger, it was still a stage where there weren't many girls' teams around, so I used to play for a local boys' team called Mossley Hill, and we was quite a good team. And when I was 8, I then got Liverpool were initially there to watch Curtis Jones, and we was in the same team. And then I then got scouted and asked to go to trials from that. So I think it was good that there was actually a pathway for me where if you look 5 years even ahead of that, I don't think most girls would have knew there was even like a women's setup or anything. And I didn't know and weren't aware until I seen them there that day, and I think the game's come a long way.
Unbelievable long way. And Matt, for yourself, being here involved today at an event like this, what sort of message would you give for any coach, male or female, involved in the female game? Any top tips that you'd sort of give them from your experiences?
I've experienced everything in the women's game, from it costing me money to it being a job. I think the biggest thing for me in female football is allowing the players to be themselves and express themselves. But no, I think just embrace it. The growth of the game is unbelievable, and the exposure and the role models now, and just stay on that journey with everyone else.
And Missy, Nike have a huge part to play, obviously. Great brand ambassadors, invest a lot in sport, football, and obviously female athletes. What's it like to see an event like this take place to make sure that girls break down them barriers and feel comfortable when they're playing the game?
I just think it's a great opportunity, and it opens eyes up to the young girls, and they get to experience a bit more royalty than what they might sometimes be used to, and coming to like this training ground. But I know there'll be these setups all over the country, and it's great for young local girls to experience it, and it might make them hungrier to want to carry on, and it opens their eyes up, as I said.
And sticking with yourself, Missy, obviously you've had the opportunity to pull on that England shirt. What do you think about the new kit?
It's nice, isn't it? I like it.
Yeah.
It's clean white, everything's white. I like it.
It's very special. We're going to have some fantastic moments, hopefully, this summer. Before you both leave us, Missy, I'll stick with yourself first. We'd like to give some quick fire questions. What does football mean to you?
Football means everything to me. From a kid, it's been embedded into me. My family are football mad, and I don't really know any different.
And who's been your biggest inspiration or the biggest influence on your journey?
Steven Gerrard or my nan. I think either or. Like, I was growing up wanting to be him, but it was my nan who pushed me and brought me to training and stuff, so they bounce off each other.
Lovely stuff. And Matt, coming to you.
Similar answer to Missy Barry, really. It's been in my family, so I've known growing up as a kid. My dad worked in football. My brother was a professional footballer. So, yeah, it means everything.
And who's been your biggest inspiration or motivation through the game?
I'm going to say my dad. Similar to, again, Missy Bow. You know, when I played, he used to take me training. Used to go to games. We'd go to different games as well, not just, you know, we go Wimbledon, Millwall, loads of different London teams. My dad.
And a huge thanks to both Matt and Missy, and obviously Nike, that are breaking down the barriers and providing that inspiration for young girls to stay involved in the game. We're going to go outside and find out what activity is happening.
Here at the Nike's Sports Bra Roadshow, I'm delighted to say I've enticed a couple of our coaches away from the pitch to have a chat. Thank you both for joining us. Firstly, introduce yourselves.
I'm Sharon Reason. I'm chairperson of Aspie Amateurs, Ladies, Girls and Inclusive Football Club.
Hi, I'm Adam Law and I'm coach of Harbour Town Girls Under 14s.
Sharon, first things first, what made you want to volunteer your time to become a coach in the women and girls game?
I would say giving them an opportunity to play that I didn't have when I was younger, and to just really promote girls and women can be coaches as well as managers and players.
I absolutely love that. And Adam, looking at some of the literature and resources that have been provided, I know you had a chat with Nike earlier. Tell us a little bit about the information that you've received as a coach and some lessons that you've taken away from this roadshow.
Yeah, it's really made me think about how I act and talk to the girls as a coach, and give them the opportunity to talk about their bodies and to understand what they're going through, really, rather than just us as a coach telling them teaching them how to play football, but as a person as well, how they might be feeling.
As Adam alluded to there, Sharon, there's a lot of things to think about when you're a coach, not only the session, the tactical, the technical, but also elements like how that young person, and in today's case, that young girl is feeling about themselves, their body and so on. Was there anything from the session that you took away that you didn't perhaps know or think about before?
I think it's just making sure we focus on like the girls and getting their feedback on what their concerns are, because it is very much we just focus on the coaching and the football. But actually, a lot of girls play football because they want to be with their friends. It's just not about playing sport.
Adam, one thing that I noticed in the booklet and the resource that's been provided by Nike, the amount of research that's gone into it is really, really thorough. And there's lots of advice in particular for male coaches, because sometimes this is a bit of a taboo subject. There might be a lot of male coaches that feel slightly uncomfortable. What words of advice would you give to any male coaches in particular to embrace this opportunity to learn a little bit more and to get more girls and women playing football?
Yeah, like I said, just think about how the girls might be feeling. It's difficult from my point of view, being a middle-aged male coach, and I've not gone through the experiences that the girls are going through, so it's difficult for me to understand. So from a coach's point of view is get help, basically. If you think it would help, get some female coaches in, or even some volunteers from the parents, just to give the girls the opportunity to have a female to approach if they don't feel they're comfortable talking to a male coach.
Sharon, we've got such an exciting summer to look forward to with the Euros. There's going to be a lot of potential footballers out there that want to play, and it is all about, particularly for women's football and at your football club, making it feel inclusive. What tips would you give to any coaches, leagues or clubs listening?
A big tip what I would be is focus on getting some of your female adult players actually coaching and being managers. For me, it's about empowering women, and I want the girls to see there's a varied set of role models for them. And I think if we have more women actually managing and coaching, no disrespect, but there's a lot of men involved in the girls' game, and I think we've got to kind of change that dynamic if we can.
Adam, it's exactly about that, isn't it? It's about getting the game to grow, to flourish and so on. And the more women and girls we get involved, whether it is being a coach, a volunteer or a player, the better it's going to be for our game.
Exactly. And that's what this day is all about, is getting the girls playing football, getting them to enjoy the day despite the weather, and getting involved in the game, which is what we want.
Now, on In The Box, we have some quick-fire questions, which often or not don't tend to be that quick-fire, but it gets us thinking and it gets us the opportunity to learn a little bit more about you. So my first question, and I'll come to you first, Sharon. What has football given you?
Lots of friends. lots of friends and also confidence to do things I probably wouldn't have done before.
Adam, how about you?
I've played for a long time. And so from the playing point of view, it's the passion and the fitness and, as Sharon said, the friendship. But coaching is, I think, from my point of view, is being able to pass on that education to the younger players and helping them develop in the game.
Next quick fire question. Adam, I'll come to you first. What has football taught you?
Respect. That's probably the biggest word out of everything, really. Just respect your coaches, respect your teammates, respect the referee, respect your coaches.
It's a really important one. Sharon, how about you? What has football taught you?
I would say how much potential some of the young girls have to become coaches that came to us as shy, quiet girls, that actually football can give them the confidence to do so many more things.
And volunteers like yourself are often the unsung heroes. And I bet at both your football clubs, you've made a huge impact on the players that you coach. But who's been that person for you? Who has made a big difference to you in your football world?
I would say actually Maz has probably made a big difference from Harbour, because I used to work with her years ago before either of us were involved in football. So she's been really inspiring.
A volunteer that's made a difference on you. How about you, Adam?
Probably my coaches when I was younger, just giving me that opportunity to play. And that's what I try and do with these girls as well. Just let them play, let them learn, and let them enjoy themselves.
I love that you both picked out a volunteer coach. That's absolutely incredible. Thank you so much for giving up your time. I better let you go over and get back to coaching those girls.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Wow, what an incredible day of football. It's been amazing to see so many young girls enjoying playing the game with smiles on their faces. This is a really important subject matter, but it's important for you to know that if you do have any concerns about anyone in your team or squad, you've always got your club welfare officer or your county FA welfare team on hand to support you. There are loads of amazing resources, including the Sports Bra Playbook, which we will link in our show notes below. Making sure that we understand these issues ensures as well that the game is accessible to all, and it makes our beautiful game all that more special. And what an opportunity with the Euros only a few weeks away. A massive thank you to the team at Nike for inviting us to be a part of their Sports Bra Roadshow. It's been incredible to see some of the work going on to support our women and girls game. That is just about all we have for this episode and this series of In The Box. We will be taking a break over the summer. In the meantime, make sure that you like and subscribe. And who knows, by the next time I see you, those England Lionesses may be champions of Europe.
We hope this episode has been useful. Check out Nike's resources to learn more. And always remember the importance of informing parents and carers if your club is considering initiating conversations about body confidence supported by Nike's resources. Go to www.nike.com/gb/made-2-play.